Sounding nicely there.
When Saul went through the wood and for us laid a wonder, and seen the birds and sweetly in the trees, when I
somebody had.
632.
In the Christian hymnal? All right. 632. I appreciated that ready response and all those numbers, so just be ready to share a few more through the evening as we have opportunity. I thank the Lord my Maker, another song of thanksgiving, one that we probably nearly know by heart. Appreciate your response for no larger group than we have this evening. I just encourage you to keep it on, and if you already know the words, if you'll watch me and I'm watching you, we can all kind of work together, all right, for the glory of God. I thank the Lord my Maker. Isn't it wonderful that He is our Maker?
Oh, oh, I thank the Lord my Maker for all His gifts to me, for making me partaker of His rich and free, for Father and for Mother, who give me clothes and food, for sister and for brother and mother and good. I thank the Lord my Savior, who came for me to die and blessed me with His favor and feed me for the sky, that all my sins have blotted by Jesus wash away. I may be proud and slighted when comes a final day. I thank the Lord for giving the Spirit of His grace, that I may serve Him
. Extend Christian greetings to each one here this evening. I was just really blessed by being here already in the singing. I just think it's wonderful how God works. Somehow recently I was kind of made aware of a need in my life, and that was of just not being as thankful is what I should be. And then tonight, all the songs related to that very thing. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight a little bit. Thankfulness. It's something that if we aren't thankful, it's named right there with some of the gross sins. And as Christians, I think it's something that we need to be constantly made aware of. You know, sometimes we have these blessings and I think if we can, excuse me, if we can just stop and think a little bit and just take, that's what I've recently been trying to do, is just trying to be in more of a thankful attitude. And I think by doing that, to kind of grow in that, a person has to, you know, maybe just stop and think, you know, what all blessings we do have. And I'm going to read 2 Timothy 3, verse 2. There's actually another one in Romans 1:21, but I'll just read it here. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You know, when we stop to think about, how serious that actually is, I think it should do something for us. I think if we just take a little time each day to just meditate and think about the greatness of God and, you know, what all that the many blessings that He has given us, it should make us feel so small. And I know it has really helped me in that area, you know, to maybe see myself the way God sees me. And I think that's something that we as Christians, you know, we should be some of the most thankful people that there are, to be able to be a child of God, you know, to have our sins forgiven, to be able to have a Christian brotherhood, we could just list a whole host of them. And I appreciated all those songs tonight. I just thought that it talks about, you know, our families, in that last song, you know, different things that we can thank God for. And, sometimes, I know for myself, it seems like when I get discouraged, if I just think about the blessings I have, you know, it kind of reverses that thing a little, and helps us maybe get our focus on God more than and not on ourselves, because I think that's what discouragement is. I think I'm going to turn to Psalms 100. It's a very familiar passage, but I think thankfulness is something that goes along with a service like we have tonight. I mean, it goes along with every service, but especially tonight as we sing praises, I think that, we can sing, but we need to sing from a thankful heart. And even if a person maybe isn't a singer, you know, we can still have that thankful attitude. And so tonight as we sing, let's think about that. I'll just read Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pastures. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. As we go through the coming week, let's just, you know, make this week, let's just keep that in mind to be more thankful. And it's a challenge that I've been facing, and so I just thought it was, there's a friend that, of mine that sends me a text, I think, every day. And, you know, I've just been so encouraged by some of those. You know, every day I get a text, you know, it's fairly close to the same time. And it's just been a real blessing, and I think if we can just, keep that attitude of thankfulness, I think it can help us be overcomers. All right, why don't we kneel for prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we just bow before You this another beautiful evening's hour to thank You, Lord, for Your many blessings to us. Thank You, Lord, that we can be your children. Thank you, Lord, that you care about each one of us. Lord, you know each one's heart, each one that is here tonight. Lord, you know our desires and our longings. And help us, Lord, that we can just be more like you. We just ask now that you would just bless the remainder of this service and help us that as we go forth from here that we can be that blessing to others. Just bless the remainder of the service now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, the children can come forward and stand up front here, and Deanna will lead the children in some songs. And then sometime later here in the service, we're going to maybe pick on three men and three sisters, and we'll just maybe let you share from your seats back there something that, you know, maybe a favorite song or something that you appreciated about your father. And I think on the brethren side, it's going to, we're going to, Jedediah, maybe you could share something, and Jerry Good, and maybe Russell Roth. And then on the sister side, I think Lynette Raymer and Ruby Ropp and Sarah Miller. You can just share from your seats, but we'll let you know. At this time, the children can come up front here. Thank you, children, for that. And Deanna, thank you very much for sharing in that way. I don't think there's, whenever I hear Deanna sing, it's it brings back a lot of memories of years at different times that she taught in summer Bible school, and it was always, I always enjoyed being in her classes. And so anyway, I appreciate that, and thank you very much. All right, let's turn our Christian hymnals to song number 494. Song number 494.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless our sea. He, the great example, is a pattern for me.
Maybe we'll move into those, maybe we'll start here with Lynette, and then Ruby, and then Sarah, and then maybe Jerry, and then Jedediah and Russell. You can just share whatever you have.
All that he has done.
Oh,
kids because they sung our entire childhood lives. Even before they were married, they were singing. And they'd have four of us kids, you know, all toddlers, just like mine, all four of us sitting on the very front row. And when they sang like a duet, and they'd be up there singing, you know, and if us kids would start, you know, getting the slightest bit out of order, Dad would snap his fingers right up on the stage in the middle of singing, not stop, beat, or nothing. And all those kids would just, you know, straighten back up and sit down. And but he was a very patient man. I mean, he never got loud, even though most of us kids are fairly loud. But Dad was always a quiet one, and he never argued. He'd always, you know, he'd always listen. Full of he had a lot of wisdom, and in a lot of different areas. He was a very patient man. And he was a very giving man. He worked lots of hours with our kids, even though they sang. He was always working overtime, worked hard. Mom, she had a heart for children. And I mean, just the children that, you know, that are always in rags and they're always dirty. And the rest of the world, you know, they come from rough families. But Mom had a heart for them, and she would all the time have like these backyard Bible clubs and stuff like that. And she would buy everything for it. As far as I know, you know, my dad supplied all everything my mom wanted to do for children. She babysitted for the pregnancy centers of Pennsylvania. Once or twice a week, she'd go in there and she'd babysit like 20 toddlers, and she'd have arts and crafts and form and less poor kids, and Mom would do that. But I know Dad had to be back there giving the money, because she did it on her own. She didn't have no organization helping her or nothing. She did it on her own volunteering. And Dad, you know, never argued about all the money that I'm sure was going out for paper and crafts. And so he's a very, very giving man. He's a very, like I said, patient man, and a giving man, and always. I just hope that I can be as patient and loving and thoughtful as he is, because they really have a heart to serve people. Mom would always have big dinners at the house. She would buy all the food and everything, which I know, you know, Dad paid for, because that was the one that worked. And they'd invite in all the people. They'd invite in the people, the lay people. The people that, you know, even grown-ups, you know, that have health issues or whatever, you know, and they're not, you know, all there all the time, or they just look dirty. Even in the grown-ups, Mom would invite them over. Because most people wouldn't. But Mom just loved them, and she just always wanted to, you know, encourage him and stuff, and Dad was right there helping her. And Dad, of course, Dad
Thank you all. I appreciate and enjoyed that so much. And you know what? When Brother David asked for that this morning, it seemed like the pump wasn't primed very good, but maybe we've got more out there that are wanting to say something. I'm going to say something. My wife's probably going to smile at this one, but you know, my father loved to be to church on time. And one Sunday morning particularly, he was kind of pushing the issue, and they did finally get here before anyone else was here. And my mother said something to him, maybe he wants to go in and sing a song, because nobody else was here yet, so they were here on time. But probably there's a generation here of many of you, except the older folks, hardly remember my father, because he died when I was 30 years old, and I'm 63. So unless you're at least 30-some years old, you're not going to remember him at all. There are different things I could say about my father, but one of them was we had a man that came to work for us, and he told my father he just has one problem, he can't get up in the morning. Dad said, well, he'll call him once. He said, after that, bring him a bucket of water. And I guess he never had any trouble getting up. Also, in our family, the words, I love you, were very expensive. You hardly ever heard them. We couldn't afford them. But love was there. When I was in high school, our teachers gave us a very serious, my one teacher gave us a very serious assignment. Go home and tell your parents that you love them. You know what? It was tough. I didn't think I could do it. And I didn't do it. I wrote him a note. You know, I wish I'd have the chance now. I could do it. Those of you that have said some nice things about your father or your mother, if they're still living, touch base with them tonight and tell them. It'll do you a world of good. It might even cheer them up a little. I appreciated what Lynette said about Wayne. I don't see Wayne here anywhere tonight, but when she said that he's a patient man, I know that's true. And I know he probably got his love of singing from his father, but probably his patience from his mother. And I'd say the same thing about Delbert. I've used Delbert as an example of Christianity already, simply because I've been there when the heat was on in R&D Garage. And I'm sure Delbert has spoken some cross words to somebody, but I've hardly ever heard him do it. That's a wonderful testimony. One more story about my parents, and I'll let him go. We're going to sing one of his dad's songs, and then we're going to have Adriana. You have a song group ready for us this evening? Great. I bet you're here just as nervous as can be and wish we'd get this over with. But we're going to give you a chance here in just a little bit. Even though my father and mother, I never heard my father say to my mother, I love you. After we were in Missouri, and they were very old people, older than I am now, at least my father was, someone came home from some fellowship meeting somewhere and said he had met a man that said he had dated my mother, and my father did not take kindly to this. And he didn't go for that too much. After you realize that my mother was only 17 when she married my father, who was about 25. And Dad acted like girls were scarce in those days. I don't know if that's true or not. But it happened that sometime later, he was at a fellowship meeting of some kind, and he met this man, unfortunately for this other person, who said that he had, you know, dated our mother. And he came home, and he said, I met so-and-so. I don't remember his name, just as glad I don't. And he said, I looked him straight in the eye, and I told him, you did not date Mom. All right. Well, that's maybe enough on that subject. Number 95 was his favorite number he used to give out. And maybe we'll just sing one verse of that. And since we're running a little late here, right after that, Adriana, I'd love to hear what your group has to share with us. And I want to say that when I asked Adriana to do that this after church, she seemed to be very willing to do it, and I was willing to let her. So thank you in advance. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, just one verse here.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light those who long had gone, and guiding the wise men their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star.
One other word here. The reason that story came to me so quickly about getting to church on time is because I was pushing the issue this evening and managed to get here in time without my glasses. That's why I was gone for a while. All right. Adriana, bring your girls up here. Thank you. Thank you, girls. That was very beautiful. Andy, do you have a group? Okay. After this song, you can come forward. Let's open our Christian hymnals to song number 486. Song number 486.
Lord, I cannot for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven, I would enter the fold. In the book of thy kingdom, with its pages so fair, tell me, Jesus, my Savior.
Tonight, I was thinking about it when people were giving their thoughts about their fathers, about this song. The first song we're going to sing is Send a Light. And especially when Jedi was talking there about the inspiration of his father was to him and about how his parents reached out to those around him. And then he said that the favorite song is a generational thing. I think that's so beautiful. I think it's beautiful as parents, we cannot give Christ to our children, and yet we can hopefully help them to the place where they can meet Him. Mm-hmm. And it's my prayer that would be true of my family as well, that my children would be there to send the light, not through them, but through Christ. And the second song that we're going to sing is Lights of Home. And I will leave the person unnamed, but we've got an old family story about a young person a long time ago who was told that spring was just around the corner. And she went running around the corner of the house and came back disappointed because there was still snow there. This song says that, since I caught a glimpse of my home in the sky, nothing in this world seems to satisfy. It's just around the corner. We can't see it. It's there. And one of these days, we'll be there together.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves and the lights. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save.
Send the light,
send the light, send the light.
We will spread,
we will spread the everlasting light
with a
weeping,
hunting with a lighter
hand.
Giving God,
the glory evermore, we will follow His command.
Send the light,
send the light, the blessing God's call.
Well, maybe we're close enough. We'll just let it, unless you've got something you really like to sing, maybe. Want to just let it this evening? All right, thank you so much, all of you. And I'd just like to put a plug in to all you young men and ladies and older ones as well to keep singing. You know, different ones mentioned about your fathers tonight and the influence of singing. And I think it's so important in the development
of our church and the maintenance of its testimony. To have a song, because the world needs a song, and sing that song. I'd like to just sing one song yet by memory, and we're going to turn the time over to the ministers. It's a song that's been sung in the Seymour Church and the Seymour Youth Chorus. I say youth chorus from the beginning. It never was completely a youth chorus because we often depended on our married folks to help us. Each step I take, and as we get ready to face tomorrow morning and hopefully our Christianity is still intact, ready to shine for Jesus, who knows what one week can hold. Each step I take, my Savior goes before me. After this, we'll turn the service over to the ministers and thank you again for such a lovely service.
Trust in God.